lights don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom, who's with discount gold and silver, and she supports Radio Liberty, and we support her. We know she does a great job for the clients and for our listeners who go to her. Hi, Melody. How you doing?
Dr. Stan, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How's the snow back there in Pennsylvania?
Well, we've been fairly lucky so far this year. You know, we get a little bit of ice, but we certainly don't have the, I don't think we went over the foot level yet.
All right, fine. Well, of course, you're lucky then, because a lot of the other places back there are knee deep in snow at the present time.
Snow and ice, and many are without power, and I've heard that it'll be middle of February before some of them will get power.
Oh boy! Well, I'm sure glad that all those people from Pennsylvania don't move to the Monterey Bay area where I live under any circumstances.
Well, Dr. Stan, you don't want me to move to Monterey?
We'd love to have you out here in Monterey. And, of course, you can really move any place you want to because, you know, you have your own business. You have an advantage over most people.
Yes, and I'm very thankful for it. We've been blessed in many ways.
Well, Chris, we're talking about certainly what's happening. They certainly ran up the price of gold. It was last Friday. It went up almost $40, and now it's down maybe $15 from there. It was up to it was actually over $900 an ounce. What was it, $885, somewhere in there when I last looked at it. Silver, they ran silver up, but it's holding pretty well. So obviously, something is going on behind the scenes, because the last thing that the people who run the world really want is to have anything of really value in the hands of the American people. Why do you think the price of gold went up last week?
You're asking me that question.
Yes,
well, we certainly had the dollar come down a little bit, and if we go back to the 1st of January, we had gold started the month in the high 800s, running around 880, so we did pop over 900, so it is certainly building a very strong base at these levels, so which is a good sign, because then we see it building through and going past 900. The market did close up over 900 today, a little bit closer to 905. So it did recapture some of the losses that we've seen from last week. So gold is doing pretty good, but it's good to see some stability there. And everyone, when I say this, people question why I say it. I like gold prices at these levels. I don't care if they manipulate these prices at these levels, because that means we can continue to obtain gold at these levels. So we should be thankful for that reason alone, that we can obtain, because we do know that gold will continue to rise. I mean, we've seen certainly predictions from many economists indicating that gold will rise to $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, and some have even gone out on a limb to say $10,000. So keeping it at this level for a couple more months, I would certainly welcome it, as so many of my clients would. So our time will come.
Well, I think it's really so interesting. Of course, they keep saying, well, after all, you know, gold hasn't done so well. You know, you'd have been a lot better off, you know, investing elsewhere, like the stock market, which has dropped 40%. And a lot of people have lost 40% of their investments, even some of the largest concerns in this country. I mean, how are the Harvard Endowment, which traditionally had always done so well, lost 30% last year. Certainly the Californian investment pension plan here lost 30%. Even Warren Buffett at Berkshire Hathaway lost well over 45% last year at one point. And so the gold has done pretty well. It only lost a very, very small part of what it's gained. And we're going to be back in just a moment with Melody Cedarstrom, and I think it has a tremendous upside potential. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver. And Melody does support what we do, helped us here at Radio Liberty, and we certainly think she does a great job for our listeners. And Melody was just talking about the fact that the gold certainly had been manipulated down earlier this week and just bounced back very, very strongly at the end of the day here, which is rather surprising. You see, when you're dealing with a fiat money system, which is basically a counterfeit system that's put out by the bankers to enrich the bankers so they can buy things with the money that they've created out of nothing, because that's what fractional reserve banking is. The last thing they want is for people to have some means of protecting themselves and protecting their wealth and protecting their pension funds and protecting their life savings. And they want you to invest in bonds as redeemable in paper dollars with nothing behind them. And they can manipulate these things up and down temporarily, but in the final analysis, why the whole system is going to collapse, just as the system we imposed upon the people of Zimbabwe is collapsing. They've just printed a new $50 trillion note over there, and that regime, of course, put in Zimbabwe at the insistence of the American State Department over the objection of the Rhodesian people back in 1980. I sometimes wonder if that is sort of a trial balloon to see what they could do here. Because believe me, we kept Mugabe in power, and our good friends, the communist Chinese, are keeping him in power today. Over half the population has left. People have fled to other countries. They're starving, but they'd far rather starve elsewhere than starve in Zimbabwe. And this is a country that we put in power. And I can well remember when Henry Kissinger went on the television in Rhodesia and said, you do not have to worry. America will stand behind the stability of your country. And if things ever take a turn for the worse, you can depend. I give you my solemn pledge, my word of honor, that, of course, America will come to your aid, and you can see what a great job we've done. And Americans, of course, bear responsibility, because Americans, certainly have responsibilities for the evils they fail to oppose. Well, Melody, as you see this thing unfolding, certainly it's only going to be a matter of time before gold has got to go up and silver has got to go up. One of these days they're going to have to go up, because the dollar is certainly going to go down in value, especially when we flooded the world with dollars. And, of course, increasingly people are beginning to turn askance and look away from the dollar as a source of investment throughout the world. Do you sense that?
Absolutely. I mean, you're going to have more and more people turn to gold to keep what they have. But right now, you have so many people that
hold that thought right just for a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Melody was just saying that sooner or later people throughout the world are going to be turning to gold and silver, and we know that a lot of people in Europe are suddenly beginning to buy gold, which is probably why it was up so strongly here at the end of the day today. But what were you going to say, Melody?
There's a lot of people here, and I don't know about abroad. You do have more people in the European countries that are beginning to buy gold. And, a lot of the gold products and silver products around the world have certainly dried up. But there's a lot of people that are in denial, and we wait for the last phase of the general populace getting into the gold market to really propel it, to the extreme heights that we expect to see gold. Just today I was speaking to a doctor, and he says, I lost 50% of my investments. He says, but I'm not ready to accept that loss. So what he's doing, his investment strategy, is to purchase more stocks as it goes down. He's sort of cost averaging to the downside. And it's just like they're on that path. They've been conditioned to believe that. And I just quickly said, well, you know, the people in 1929 thought the same thing, and it took many, many, many years. And most people in this country don't have 50 years, and certainly he didn't. So, but they're in this denial that, and they think that it will come back, and of course they've been conditioned to believe that. And it's sad to say that it won't. And it's hard to believe that this country, as great as it once was, that we're facing these problems, and the administration is not fixing the problem with, you know, they can't spend their way out of this problem. That's what got us into this problem. And you know, we see the path. We're on the path. There's no turning back. The only thing that people can do is to preserve your wealth. Buy that wealth insurance, which is gold. And you can't hope that something's going to turn around. You have to take action and take control and position yourself so you are ready for anything that will happen and for anything that will come our way.
Well, I think, how long did it take for the stock market to get back where it was in 1929? Wasn't it the mid-1950s, sometime late 1950s?
Some years, yeah.
And people don't understand, you know, you're talking about, what, 20, 25 years before the stock market recovered from where it was in 1929. What people don't understand is when Barack Obama promised he was going to bring change, he was being very sincere. He is going to change our society. Certainly, if you look and see what the money's going for, it's all for socialistic programs. We're moving away from a free society to a society that has central planning, just like they have in Russia. And, of course, everything is going to be planned by the federal government. What people don't understand is people of great wealth have been funding communism for years. Why? Because they believe that they have the right to rule, and we do not. That they believe in creating a feudalistic system. And if you doubt that, you need the writings of Professor Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, on page 324 of his book, Tragedy and Hope. He tells you how the bankers sit around and plan about bringing in a feudalistic system. Those are his words, not mine. And I feel we're well on the way to that. That's what the change is. But, of course, they couldn't tell the American people. That's what the change was. And, of course, they ran, you know, an impossible candidate against Mr. Obama, a man, of course, if the truth had ever come out, why, of course, his fellow prisoners of war hated John McCain because, of course, he went over to the communists. And I've seen pictures of him hugging, happily, one of the major people who was torturing John McCain's fellow prisoners, but that was never brought out in the campaign, never once. Well, certainly, Melody, as we see what's going on today, all the news we seem to be getting, you know, Caterpillar is closing, shutting back, and certainly Microsoft, Caterpillar is laying off 20 people, Microsoft laying off, you know, thousands of people. We were told that on Monday of this week alone, 72,000 Americans lost their jobs. And, of course, I mean, over 500,000 lost their jobs, you know, last month. The month before that, over 500,000 people lost their jobs. And they're going around looking here in Santa Cruz, where I live. Why, it's 10% of the population are unemployed. And here in California, it's somewhere between 9 and 10%. This is growing all across the nation. And these people are being sustained, at least temporarily, on unemployment insurance. But what happens when that runs out? You pick up the story there.
Well, Congress has already extended the unemployment benefits, and of course a lot of those are not reported. And today the U.S. Labor Department reported that the number of workers receiving unemployment benefits just hit a brand new all-time record high. There are 4.6 million Americans that have no income whatsoever. You have six and a half million that are barely keeping things together, and all they're working for is these minimum wage jobless benefits that they receive. And mainly you have government employers, but you have 11.1 million workers that are now without a paycheck, and the loss is staggering as how quickly this is unfolding. I mean, it's just, You know, 70,000 and 10,000 each and every day thereafter this week. And you continue to have, I mean, you don't think Starbucks is, you know, big deal. It's a coffee shop. But they're going to cut 6,700 jobs. And you have a lot of these computer companies that are cutting their workforces, and you know, there's just scores of other huge companies that are planning these massive layoffs, and it's staggering and it's frightening. And I know a lot of my customers are many of them talk to me, and they're planning that at least one of them will be losing their job to the family. So if you haven't prepared it, it's not too late, but we're getting very close.
Well, you know, it's interesting. My wife just commented yesterday how many people call in. Of course, they usually talk to her rather than me. But how they express appreciation because, of course, they've been listening to you on our programs. And of course, they've been listening to Bob Chapman, who's a regular person. They took us seriously, and they got out of debt. And they began to put things aside, and they quit their excessive bending, this compulsion just to buy. Buy all these things they didn't need. And this obscene, buying, purchasing that's been going on, shop until you drop, you know, get there first, rush into the store when all these things are on sale. And people are buying things they just didn't need. And as a result of it, of course, so many people, massive credit card debt, massive housing debt. They borrowed money on their homes, and their homes are worth far less than, of course, the mortgage on that home. And an awful lot of them are going to lose their homes. There are almost 10 million Americans, who have at least gotten a notice on foreclosure. Over 3.5 million homes were foreclosed on last year. Prices are dropping right here in California, probably more so than the rest of the country. I think it's an average of about 18% across the country, but here in parts of California, it's 30, 40, 50% in some regions. And certainly this is true, certainly in Arizona and in Florida and a few of the other states where they had this massive housing bubble, and that housing bubble has collapsed. Well, are you seeing more people, calling you about getting gold and silver now, or are you really a lot of people just don't have the money to do it? What's your take on, because you're right in the front lines of the battle.
Well, we have many customers who are locked in their 401s, but of course, with them losing their jobs and so forth, they'll have access to which they'll at least be able to try to preserve what little they have left in them. But many of them are concerned with their IRAs, and there is an IRA program in which you can place gold and silver coins in it, and so you can roll it over. There's no penalties as long as you roll it over within a certain amount of time. Then, of course, when you reach your 59 and a half age, you can actually take possession of those coins. The coins are stored in a bank in New York. People say, oh, well, that's a bad place. Look at the alternatives. If you don't want to bite the bullet and pay the penalty and the taxes and take possession of your coins, you can leave it where it's at and lose it, or you can lower the risk a little bit and at least put it in gold and silver coins, even though having it stored in New York is probably not the best thing, but at least I believe it's better than keeping it in paper and losing it in that way. At least your gold will preserve your purchasing power and your wealth, so you still do have your insurance policy. But so many of these 401s, people are locked in, and unless they, take out their loans, or, some of them might have access, they can take an emergency loan on it or something like that, they're locked in. There's not a lot they can do. But I do encourage everyone to call your benefit person, to see your financial planner who at your companies, your human resources that handle your benefits, and find out about it. Find out what you have. Find out what changes you can make on it. Because I've talked to so many who tell me they just don't know. They don't even open their statements because they're afraid to see what they've lost. And you can't fix anything if you don't accept that you lost and then try to go on from there and perhaps rearrange something, if you can, to at least prevent losing any more.
And of course, if you're waiting for it to come back, I would not hold my breath. This is what they want you to do. You're holding a losing hand, but they want you to stay in the game. And the stock market, in my opinion, I'm not a financial advisor, but I will tell you that a lot of the financial advisors are giving an awful lot of people an awful lot of bad advice. And all you need to do is realize that most of the people have been following along with the financial advisors have lost 30, 40, sometimes 50% of what they'd invested. Are you going to trust those financial advisors who are telling you exactly what the government wants them to say? Because unfortunately that's the way it is. The people you're going to see on television, they're there not to tell you the truth. They're there to conceal the truth because the media is controlled by the same people who've intentionally created this whole financial catastrophe. Those of you who haven't read my newsletters, you need to get my November and December newsletters. They're up there on the internet at RadioLiberty.com. You'll hear the story of Elliot Spitzer and why the FBI went out to get Elliot Spitzer. Why? He was trying to tell the American people the truth that everybody in government, all the 50 state attorney generals knew that this financial collapse was coming, and the Bush administration would not let them intervene and prevent it. Well, Melody, certainly in unusual times, I think when we get back, we'll open up the lines and see if we have any listeners out there who have questions for you. But are most people just sticking with regular gold coins? Are they getting into exotic coins and the collector coins? What are most of the people, your customers, doing as far as gold purchases?
Well, we do something a little different here at Discount Gold and Silver. We look to the customer and to what's suitable for them, and I'm probably the only one in the country that does that. We don't sell one type of coin to everybody. We look at what people have already purchased. How much silver do they have? How much gold do they have? And what types of gold do they have? And then we try to make recommendations as far as what would enhance their portfolio. If they're just beginning out, I try to get an idea what their investment objective is, what their budget is, and what would be most suitable for them. And again, we don't sell just one type of coin. I don't believe the rare coins, a specialized coin at this point in time, will do very well. Just like, you know, antiques and things like that during difficult times, they just don't hold their value. I think they might hold, depending on the antique, they might hold their value a little bit more than certainly paper will. You know, so you'd have to be specialized in that market. But so we basically try to do a diversified portfolio. I believe in keeping things simple, balanced, and what we try to do is build a foundation. We try to get as much gold for their money as possible. That doesn't mean they can't go into various sectors of the market and buy different coins, but we do try to build a foundation. Then as they add to their foundation, just as though they're building a home, then we can add various coins and we can build from there. And I have seen some horrible portfolios. I've seen people where gold has gold rose $200-$300 and people were still losing money on their portfolios. And all you have to do is, trade some of those coins around. They can still keep the bulk of them, trade some around, and at least they're positioned now so when gold does rise, they can take advantage of the gains. So it is very important. And again, I'm hearing just tremendous amount of misinformation that's being passed out about gold and silver and all these strange opinions on what people need to own, and they really don't care what the people should own and what's best for them. It's more what is best, you know, for the person that is trying to sell them. I had a lady call me. She was in tears. She says, 6 months ago I wanted to buy gold. Someone talked me out of it. And she says, I lost a third of my money. And it was a substantial amount. And she says, they told me that everybody was selling gold. Nobody wants gold anymore. And they talked me into it, and she says, I lost. And gold went from 700 to 900. So you're going to have a lot of pressure from various different organizations and people who want you to invest here and there. And once I explain to people, what do you want? Do you want to be safe? Do you want to buy that insurance policy? How much risk do you want? And that's how you should be placing your portfolios, is the risk. Everything is going to carry a risk, And I try to take the investment that has the least amount of risk. So that's what we do for our clients here at Discount Gold and Silver.
All right, we're going to be back here with Melody Cederstrom. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're certainly talking about what's going on in the financial market, and I think everybody should be very concerned. I went to my local Circuit City store today. You know, it's always been a bustling, and of course you drive into the parking lot, and there's just no cars there. And you go into the store, and there's hardly anybody there. They haven't marked things down enough to make them really worthwhile buying, and they didn't have what I wanted anyway. But it was so interesting. I walked past one of the salesmen. I wanted to ask him if they had any faxes for sale. And I heard him telling one of the customers, well, you know, what you really ought to do is go over to Staples. Things are probably a lot cheaper there. And that's one of the people who work there at Circuit City. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Melody or a comment on what's going on, for those of you who would really want to understand what this is about, you have to understand this is a created crisis, and those of you who read my newsletters will see that they knew exactly what they were doing. There's only a small number of people, about 120 members of the Trilateral Commission, but they control the Federal Reserve and they control the World Bank. I think 6 of the last 7 presidents of the World Bank have come from this small little 120 people in the Trilateral Commission, 3 of our last 4 chairman of the Federal Reserve System, I think 8 of our last 10 international trade representatives, every president and every vice president, either the president or vice president, in every administration going back to 1976 has come from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission until the present regime, but they've already put 10 members of this little tiny group into key positions in the Obama administration, including, of course, the chief advisor to the president, Mr. Paul Volcker, the secretary of the Treasury, Timothy Geithner, and, of course, Lawrence Summers, who's actually not a member of the Trilateral Commission, but is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers. And so this little clique of people control our economy. And the reason they created this whole collapse was so we would have an opportunity to bring in a new international order. And if you doubt that is the case, you must get a copy of Henry Kissinger's article. It was published in the International Herald Tribune on the 12th of January of this year, and he starts out in the first sentence saying, you know, basically, it may be peculiar to a lot of people to think of what's happening, this collapse that we're seeing financially as an opportunity, but that's what it really is. And, of course, we've talked about this in the past, but then he goes on to talk about how, really, of course, this is a wonderful opportunity to bring in this new international order. And the countries of the world are going to have to make two choices, either to go along with our plan. He doesn't say our plan, but that's what it is. The plan for the new international order, or the world is going to fragment, and, of course, there will be chaos. And there's already chaos developing in Spain and in Lithuania and Latvia, and the riots in Greece and in China. And you have to understand that a lot of these are actually being actively organized. You always organize both sides so you have a controlled opposition. And, of course, we've seen this with the anti-war movement here in the United States during the Vietnam War, where it was the great tax-exempt foundations, the people of great wealth, who were paying the radical left to demonstrate so that you could unite the people against the radical left and continue a senseless no-win war. And they killed not only 58,000 American boys, those, of course, weren't abandoned to live the rest of their life in slavery in Vietnam, and they knew that. And certainly Richard Nixon knew it. He had readily admitted it in private, but he would never come out and tell the American people about all those hundreds and hundreds of American men we left in prisons in Laos and in Vietnam. Probably 1,000 CIA workers were abandoned over there, so if you're working for the CIA, don't think that they're going to stand behind you. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment about what's going on. But believe me, just as they created a phony war in Vietnam, a war we never fought to win, we were never allowed to win the war. There was no Gulf of Tonkin incident. It was all staged so we could justify getting our people into the war. Just like the weapons of mass destruction that Saddam had, which of course it had built with the material that the United States had given him and even financed and given them the technology and the material to build the biological and chemical weapons. And of course the CIA was actively keeping Saddam sane in power. Next week we're going to have Robert Baer. He was a CIA agent. His book, See No Evil, you need to get it and read it. And he will tell you that he never met an Iraqi when he was stationed in Iraq who didn't believe that the American government was keeping Saddam Hussein in power. He never met an Iraqi who didn't believe that the American government was keeping Saddam Hussein in power. And I think they were absolutely right. Well, Melody, why don't you go ahead and as you see what's happening, what do you think is going to happen here during the next, the year 2009? Do you think things are going to get better towards the end of the year? A lot of people are saying that if we just spend enough money, we're ever going to be able to solve the problem.
Well, they do say that. They say by the fourth quarter things will be turning around, but no. I mean, we have numbers of people unemployed, and we have statistics that go back records from 1929, things have, and I can't imagine how anyone could even believe that when we have this severe of a situation that they could turn it around in a matter of months. So no, I don't see the economy turning around, and I do believe it will get certainly more severe prior to it getting better. And I think this could be taken for a couple years, but I don't think anyone really knows. I think we're certainly in uncharted waters. We do know the symptoms of the economy. We know how it most likely will unfold, but I'm sure there will be situations and things occurring that will take all of us by surprise, just like I believe the unemployment, the rate of this unemployment is, I think it's taken me by surprise, even though we knew what was coming. The speed of which it is unraveling, that's the frightening part of it. So no, it can't be reversed in a very quick time, and they're certainly not addressing the problems that they need to address in order to fix the problem. They're not letting things fall at this point in time because they really haven't stripped the American people of all their wealth yet. That's what they want. That's what they're after. And it's not only the wealth of the people of this country, but it's the people of the world. That is their goal. And I tell many of my clients, they ask me what I'm invested in, and I say, well, I'm strictly gold. I'm a currency person, gold person, because I've seen what Wall Street and the administrations, Washington's, have done. They destroyed this country. Wall Street supported it. Wall Street financed it. And I'm certainly not going to give them any more funds just so that I might make a lucky bet in the gambling arena to make some quick money, if you can find it. So, no, I won't give them anything, and I believe having gold is the most private, and I think it carries the least amount of risk at this time.
Well, I think that this is the one thing that people have to realize, that it's not an idea of trying to make any money in your investments. No. It is trying to preserve what you have. And I think that the words of Richard Russell, who's an old sage, he's as old as I am, are very apropos. He said, those who lose the least win. Those who lose the least will win. We'll be back in just a moment with Melody Cederstrom. Well, this is Arthur Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Melody, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, what your telephone number is, what your website is? And if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Our telephone number at Discount Gold and Silver is 1-800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And if you'd like to visit our website, you can sign up for some weekly reading. We have radio programs that are archived on a weekly basis. The website, make sure your pencil sharpened, is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
And I think it's so vitally important. I was just saying to Melody off the air, basically, people who think that they're going to be able to amass a fortune or play this situation, well, I'm sure there are a few who will, but those are people who are actually shorting the market. And if you'd been shorting the market for this last 6 months, you would have done very, very well. If you'd shorted, you know, Goldman Sachs, if you'd shorted J.P. Morgan Chase, if you'd shorted Morgan Stanley or Wells Fargo, you would have done fine. But, of course, to try investing in these at this time, well, we do not know what's going to happen, whether they're going to be nationalized. And there is a great deal of talk about just simply nationalizing the whole banking system, which, of course, is point 5 of the Communist Manifesto, where, of course, they talk about a government bank. That was what Karl Marx wanted. The government can control the banking, can control the industry. And, of course, we're finding, of course, that when the government is going to lend money to General Motors, they're going to get significant control there through the mechanism of preferred stock. And if you don't think that if the government puts up that money, they're going to have a lot to say about how the companies run, I think you're sadly mistaken. But what you must understand is that General Motors and General Electric and so many of our major corporations are part of this brotherhood of darkness. And their loyalty is not to their stockholders. It is this dream of creating a one-world government. And if you have not yet read Henry Kissinger's January 12th, 2009 letter it's an article he wrote for the International Herald Tribune. You need to get that. It will give you tremendous insight into what this is really all about and why they created this problem. Why would anybody want to create a problem that would destroy the economy of our nation, destroy so much of the infrastructure, force people out of their homes, certainly destroy the life savings of so many people? And, of course, you have to understand that these people have a different agenda. They really believe in a world government under a ruling elite, and this is what it is all about. And if you read Henry Kissinger's article, it's very clear. He's talking about the establishment of a new order, a new international order. The title of the article is about the New World Order. But, of course, they can't let the American people know that they've lost their homes, they've lost their jobs, they've lost their savings, they've lost their hope. And it was all done by a group of people in positions of tremendous power, and not very many of them. Henry Kissinger comes from the Trilateral Commission, certainly a founding member of the Bilderbergers, permanent member of the Bilderbergers, on the board of the Council on Foreign Relations, this little elite group, less than 5,000 people, who control both political parties and make mockery out of this concept of representative government. And I was just figuring out the other day, to get this TARP legislation passed last year, this so-called $700 billion that they were going to utilize to buy up the housing bonds and stop the foreclosures, and then they specifically didn't do it, because if they'd done what was right, they could have stopped the whole thing in October of last year. But what most people really do not understand about the type of legislation is they had to bribe the congressman to do that. They put an extra $150 billion onto the $700 billion. We never talk about that anymore, but they appropriated another $150 billion, which was pork. And they bought 55 congressional votes with that $150 billion. I calculated that's about $2.5 billion for congressional vote. Which, of course, confirms what I've always said, and that is we have the finest congressman in Washington, D.C., that money could buy. Let's go to Mike back here, and he's calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 1-866-464-8295. Mike, do you have a question for Melody?
Regarding what you were just saying, I was trying to decide, did they get a good deal for their money or not?
Well, I think we didn't get a good deal because, of course, we're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth in all recorded history. $125 billion of that went to the banks. And what did they do with it? Well, Bank of America bought a bank over in China, and Citigroup spent $10 billion of the money they got of our taxpayer money to buy up railroads in Spain. And nobody's ever told me how that's going to help the American economy. Or maybe it wasn't designed. Maybe they really don't want to help the American economy. They just don't want the American people to know. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
Well, I think this the TARP program, I mean, all the focus is on it, but, you know, they don't talk very much about the other trillions of dollars that are being spent and funneled to the various industries and so forth outside of the TARP program. So I think the TARP program, everybody focuses on that, and of course, that way people don't ask other questions and they don't see what truly is being spent and how much of this money is going overseas to help other countries, other banks, and because they don't want to talk about that. But we'll focus on the TARP program, and certainly that's why so many of them got bought out.
And let me just point out that there's another $2 trillion. Trillion dollars that Ben Bernanke, nobody knows where the money came from, but he has lent it to or given it to somebody. He won't tell anybody in Congress. He won't tell anybody where the money went. Bloomberg has been trying to get information. Congress has been trying to get information. They talk about transparency, but they won't talk about where that $2 trillion went, and you can find this. You don't have to accept my word for it. Go to your computer and Google in Ben Bernanke, $2 trillion, where did it go? Something of that sort, and you'll pull down all sorts of articles about that. But have you ever noticed we don't talk about that? We talk about some foolish governor back in Illinois who wanted to sell his Senate seat for $1.5 million. He was a pirate compared with the rest of them. Why, Bill Clinton got, for his foundation, raised $492 million over the last 10 years. $492 million given to Bill Clinton for his foundation. Does anybody out there think that people who gave $492 million don't expect something in return for it? And, of course, what do they get? Why, we've got a new Secretary of State, and her name is Hillary Clinton, but don't you worry. She would never, of course, make any decisions based upon the massive amounts of wealth, almost $500 million, funneled to her husband just over the last 10 years. And that was just for the foundation. That doesn't include the $110 million payoff that she and Bill got for their own personal use. Mike, do you have a question?
Regarding your statements of for the nationalization of the banking system. What I'm thinking is that they're trying to formalize something that's already being done in a very practical sense, at least, if not official or formal or legal. The banking system across the nation is already under the Federal Reserve system or the Federal Reserve cartel. If you look in the bank and it says this bank's a member of the FDIC, then they're wrapped up in the Federal Reserve. And they're the ones running the country. I think that now with the so-called bailout bill last fall, and I think everything subsequent is going to have to do with the Federal Reserve moving in, taking up residence in the Treasury Department, and bringing all that power and influence with it. So it's almost like a pincher movement taking over the total economy, the banking system of the United States.
Well, I think there are about 5,000 of the 5,500 of our banks are Federal Reserve banks. Some of them are not Federal Reserve banks.
Right.
And, of course, they don't have FDIC backing. But those are usually pretty solid banks. And, of course, but of course, the thing is that if you destroy the value of the money, it doesn't matter whether it's a well-run bank or not. Why, of course, the people lose everything. And this is where we're headed down the line. How soon, a year, 2 years, 3 years, is to runaway inflation, the cruelest tax of all. And, of course, as Alan Greenspan wrote in his book, The Age of Turbulence, there's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency. And Alan Greenspan accomplished that. laid the foundation for it. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, I agree. And we're on this path, and you know, no one really understands the inflation. And so oftentimes, inflation, a small amount of inflation can be looked at as good, but it all comes back to the monetary policy. It all comes back to a currency not being backed by gold. And without gold backing of a currency, there is no accountability for any government. And this is what you what we're seeing happening is a result of that.
And Henry, of course, Alan Greenspan knew exactly what he was doing. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you read his book, he will tell you, he gives you a quotation from the legendary head of the Federal Reserve System in 20 or 30 years ago, William McChesney Martin, who said the purpose of the central bank is to take away the punch bowl just when the party gets interesting. Meaning, of course, you've got to cut back on the expansion of the money supply. When, of course, are you going to get prosperity? Because, of course, it's going to get over-prosperity, you're going to get inflation, and destroy the value of the currency. So you've got to cut back. You've got to take away the punch bowl when the party gets interesting. Well, of course, Alan Greenspan did take away the punch bowl. He lowered the interest rate. He massively expanded the money. It was sort of like taking a party. And so the punch gets down, you know, it gets more dilute. Why you start adding vodka? You don't add more fruit juice, you just add vodka and vodka and vodka. And we saw the greatest stock market bubble burst under him. We saw the greatest housing bubble burst under him. But believe me, we got a lot more bubbles to go. And the final one, of course, will be the debenture bubble, where there are almost between 500 trillion and a quadrillion dollars in derivatives out there, and when they go, the whole system comes down with it. And J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the largest banks in America, is holding over $80 trillion in derivatives. Over $80 trillion in derivatives. There's no way they could even meet even a small fraction of those insurance policies. But you don't have to worry. Why, the government will come to their defense. And, of course, destroy the value of a currency, but we wouldn't want anything bad to happen to J.P. Morgan Chase because it's a Rockefeller bank, would we? Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And don't forget, if you haven't got, of course, the list of the members of the Trialata Commission, we'll be offering that very, very soon. And you'll find there the president of and CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, and you'll find the chairman of Goldman Sachs, and all of the, there's only 120 people there. I mean, 10 of them are on, you know, the chief advisors of running the government for Mr. Obama, who promised to give us change. Mike, did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Well, just that from its inception, the efforts of the bankers behind the Federal Reserve System had it in mind to control the banking industry nationwide, and they've controlled most of it increasingly over the years, and now, like you were saying, some banks are not part of the Federal Reserve System, but now through their control of the Treasury, I think what they'll gain is final total control over the banking industry.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Mike, but what everybody's missed is the spiritual forces that are behind this. If you go to the you know, to Washington, D.C., and you see all the occult emblems that are there, and certainly people need to understand that there are occult forces, powerful esoteric and secret forces behind the banking industry. And anybody who doubts that, we have something that's put out by a Luciferian organization known as the Lucius Trust. And you'll find that reproduced in my talk on the planned police state. But if you get anything else and ask for the pamphlet put out by the Luciferian organization, founded by Luciferians, people who worship the other god. Why, of course, it's called the working of the spiritual hierarchy. The working of the spiritual hierarchy, we'd be glad to send it to you. So you're absolutely right, Mike, but don't forget that behind this are those spiritual forces that are directing the course of world affairs and always have.
I agree, Stan. Thanks.
Okay, anything else you want to say?
That's enough for now. Thank you.
All right, fine. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And just as we find the Circuit City parking lot empty and the Mervyn's parking lot empty, I think we're going to see increasingly more and more of our businesses closing. And everybody's waiting for things to turn around. waiting for their new president to bring change, and he is going to bring change, but it's not going to be a change for the better. And people have to understand that when you have a problem that is created by too much liquidity and by too much paper money, creating more paper money and simply destroying the value of our currency as you produce that paper money is not the solution. It's like trying to prime a pump at the bottom of the ocean surrounded by water. Why would you want to try to prime a pump by putting more water into it, and you're not going to? Melody, we've got a couple of minutes, and I'd like your thoughts for our listeners.
You know, there's so many of the people that I talk to, and I know a lot of the listeners, they just want to preserve their wealth. They do want to keep what they have because we've worked hard for it. And, you know, gold might not be the 100% answer, but at least in my mind, it's probably the only answer at this point in time. And the key thing is keeping what we have. And so often they're talked out of their decision to get into gold, and they don't get as much gold as what they had thought they would do, and they get talked into these. But then when they do decide to go into gold, they get talked into these various different coins, and these coins are promised to do this and to do that, and things can become very complicated. And the key thing is just keep things basic, simple, and do your own research. I always encourage my people who call, my customers, my clients, to do their own research in everything and come to their own conclusion, because it only helps them make their decision on what's best for them. And I'd be more than happy to help anyone with their current portfolios, or if they're just getting into the market. And if I, you know, if someone comes to me, and a lot of people come to me and say, well, I saw this, and is this true, and so forth, I will certainly tell you the truth. So they can call at any time.
All right. What's the number again to call?
800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And Melody, why don't you go ahead and get your telephone number out there? I'm sorry, get your website.
I can do the number, 800-375-3188.
Oh, you give us our website, too. I'm sorry.
And the website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
Now, we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, for this afternoon. It's been Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver, .net.com.
.net.
Okay, fine. Well, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Oh, another 3 minutes.
You've got
another
3 minutes to wrap up the program, right? And then I'll let you go.
You know, I recommend to people that they should carry a minimum of 30 to 50% of their assets in gold. And I had a gentleman say today, only 30 to 50% when you're telling me that there isn't anything else. And I said, you know, if I said 100%, you'd probably hang up on me. So it is an individual and what's suitable. Certainly it is a starting point and it is a rule of thumb. And, of course, we have to, again, look to each individual to see what is best for you. But I do believe, there isn't anything else. You do need to have your food, you do need to have your water, you do need to have some cash, and then you need to preserve what else you have. Keep your gold and silver investments simple, basic, 80% gold, 20% silver, and again, based on what's suitable for you and your investment objectives. You mainly want to go with the larger coins. Anytime you go into your fractional pieces, you end up paying more for your gold. Well, that's not cost effective for you. Doesn't mean you can't have fractional pieces, but you certainly don't want to buy all fractional pieces because you're missing the acquiring as much gold as possible for your dollar. So this is how you need to have a balanced portfolio. Stay with U.S. coins. You know, pick the choice coins now, because in the very near future, coins will disappear once again. Availability will be thin, and you won't have a selection anymore. It will be just like we were a couple of months ago. I want to spend this. Well, this is what we have. Well, I want this. Well, that's not available. This is all that's left. So you don't want to get in that situation. You have an opportunity now before gold continues to rise, and take it as a blessing that they continue to manipulate gold and keep the price down so that you can buy it at these lower prices. because I do believe we'll wake up one day and gold will be $1,500 before we even realize it has gone up that much. So.
And I think there are people in other countries who are much more knowledgeable than the average American is. We know that a lot of Chinese people are buying gold. We know that people in India are buying gold. We know that the Russian government is buying gold and the Chinese government is buying gold. And countries throughout the world are investing in gold. Why? Because they want something behind their currency. And when they know that you have a currency with nothing behind it, sooner or later, in one way or another, it's going to collapse. And unfortunately, this is the history of mankind. There's never been a nation that went under a fiat money system that survived. Melody, God bless.
God bless you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we do hope that many of you out there enjoy having Melody. We try to put her on about once a month, the afternoon, on several of our stations here that are affiliated with our network. And people need to begin making preparations for the very difficult times that lie ahead. And those people who've followed our suggestions in the past, remember, I'm not a financial counselor. But I will tell you, we did a lot better than the financial counselors who were telling you, yo, get into the stocks, stick to the stocks, cost average on the way down. And ladies and gentlemen, they're not coming back again. Most of these stocks are not coming down. In fact, Richard Russell, who's a lot smarter than I am, said that one day he anticipates the price of gold and the price of stocks will cross. And he made that prediction in 1980, and they did. And gold went up to 1,000, and the stock market fell to 1,000, and they crossed there. When it happens again, well, I expect that gold will be, you know, 4,000 or 5,000, and the stock market will be 4,000 or 5,000, and that's what's going to happen. Well, if you want to understand how it all fits together, let me suggest my talk on the financial tsunami. We gave it, I think, in 2006, but it's just as apropos today as it was at that time. So that's the financial tsunami. And then, of course, we also suggest that you go ahead and get the syllabus that goes with it. We have two pamphlets. One is called The History of Money, and the other is called The Financial Meltdown. They're inexpensive, you know, $3.95 plus shipping, but you need to have that information at your fingertips so you understand the background of a fiat money system. And, of course, the traditional book written by our good friend Ed Griffin, is called The Creature from Jekyll Island, which will explain to you how the fraudulent system works. And it is a fraudulent system designed to enrich the bankers and, of course, to impoverish the people. But when I say the bankers, I'm not saying every banker, because every banker didn't design this system. It was just for the people of great wealth, and all tied into the supernatural. So the J.P. Morgans were involved, but Morgan was involved in astrology. And then people, of course, from the European banks, but they were involved in Satanism, people from the Rockefeller family. And many people in the Rockefeller family are involved in esoteric studies and, of course, in the occult. When you begin to understand that, you begin to understand the powerful spiritual forces that are at work today intent upon destroying what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you haven't heard our talk entitled The Forbidden Secret, you need to get it along with the syllabus, and our talk on the planned police state along with the syllabus. It was just yesterday that we had Mr. Robert Wilcox on, who wrote the book Target Pattern. And he makes a very convincing story, which we've heard rumors of for a long time, but this is the first time there's been proof and verification. There were people in government who wanted to kill General Patton because, of course, they feared that he had the American people behind him, and he was going to tell them how the people in our government had intentionally prolonged the war with the death of, you know, hundreds of thousands of American soldiers unnecessary. And then, of course, you know, all the civilians who died during the 8 months that they prolonged the war. I can tell you personally, I talked to the man who was in charge of the planning for the Second World War, General Albert Wedemeyer. He told me, Winston Churchill, who was a Druid, deeply involved with the occult, and a Mason, Winston Churchill had prolonged both the First World War and the Second World War, and was furious when Wedemeyer wanted to win the war and invade in 1943 when we could have, and we could have ended the war a year and a half earlier, but they didn't want to end the war. They wanted to prolong it. And when you understand we're up against organized evil, so much of what's going on begins to make sense. We do have the book now, Target Patton. We just got it in. Target Patton, call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we also have that new DVD we've been waiting for. It's called The Eye of the Phoenix. It goes into the occult symbols on the back of the dollar bill. They hide their emblems in plain sight. The Eye of the Phoenix. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, because if we can't turn the people in this country back to God, we're going to lose it. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.